Number four. I got five of these. How about the fact that they attacked our church members for asking questions on salvation? Now, look, this is the truth. You listen to those guys. You listen to those guys, and this is what they make it sound. They make it sound, and they're liars. And if they had any integrity, they would make a video tomorrow and say, you know what? Number four, Pastor Jimenez was right. He called me on the carpet, and he was true, and he told the truth, and let me apologize publicly. That's what they should do. Because if you listen to their sermons, you know what they make it sound like? They make it sound like our church members are just listening to their preaching, and they're just listening for them to mention some random pastor friend of theirs. And then our church members are just like, let's Google that guy and find everything wrong with that guy and just attack him. That's what they make it sound like. I mean, they're pretty full of themselves. They'll act like, you know, I'm just mentioning this guy down the street, and then this guy in California, he just starts Googling the name and finds out all these bad things about him. Well, here's the problem with that. That's called a straw man argument. That's a lie, and you know it. That's not what happened. You say, well, what happened? What happened is there's a heretic named Stacy Shiflett who was being interviewed and promoted to our church. He was being interviewed and promoted to the new IFB, promoted to our church people. He was trying to sell his book to our church people. He was trying to, they were going to invite him to events with our church people. And let me tell you something, that wasn't just some random guy you happened to mention in a sermon. You're trying to bring his influence into our church people. And at that point, you know what? Our church people have been trained to try all the spirits. Try the spirits, whether they be of God. Don't just start picking up books and reading them. Find out what those people believe and make sure they're actually saved. Yeah. Yeah. You want to make it sound like, oh, I just mentioned my friend and then they just started attacking him. Well, that's a lie, and you ought to admit the fact that you're lying. They're trying to promote Stacy Shiflett, promote him to our church, promote him to our movement, get our people to buy his book. And then some people actually bought the book, read it, and they were like, this guy is repent of your sins. Heretic. And they just start attacking our church people. And, you know, and they start mocking, and it was, you know, I'll just call them out. I'm calling everybody out by name. They're calling out Brother Luke. I'm calling Brother Luke out by name. You don't like it? Paul did it. No. Because Brother Luke makes this video, you know, and Grayson Fritz is up there. And, you know, because he loves the fact that he's from Tennessee. I reckon. And he thinks he's making fun of the, you know, he sees Luke, this blonde, blue-eyed kid, and he thinks he's making fun of this, like, surfer from California. And he's making fun of Luke, and he's saying, if you listen to what he's saying about Brother Luke, he's saying, like, you're sitting there in your little car making a little video, and you've never even been to our part of the country. You'll probably never even come to our state. You've never even been around here. You know what's funny is that Brother Luke is from Kentucky. He grew up in a Repent of Your Sins church right in that area. By the way, that's why he cares so much about it. But you're so arrogant and stupid, you don't even take the time to figure out, why does this kid care so much? You know why he cares so much? Because that doctrine has damned his whole family to hell. He's from the South too, reckon. And you just think you're making fun of Californians. You want to make fun of Californians, make fun of me. I'm a Californian. You say, you know, California this, California that. I've been to the rest of the country. It sucks. There's a reason why it's so expensive to live here. No offense to all my pastor friends that live other places. We love you. But you know what? They've attacked our church members for doing, you know, here's the thing. This is what we tell people. They attack our church members for doing what we've taught them to do. That's bad enough. But you know what's worse? They've attacked our church members for doing what the Bible tells them to do. The Bible says try every spirit. The Bible says try every spirit, whether they be of God. The Bible says you shouldn't just start picking up books and start listening to preaching and start letting people influence you without you testing them and judging them and making sure they're right. And because it embarrassed you and it embarrassed your little friend, you know what? You owe them an apology. They're doing exactly what the Bible told them to do. Well, they shouldn't be asking a pastor about salvation. Are you crazy? They shouldn't be asking a pastor about salvation. If there's any guy in the world you should ask about salvation, it's the pastor. Amen.